Mark in St. Catharines, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. So
okay,
you're
I
an atheist.
Your show on the way home from work, and
yeah,
I heard that you were asking atheists to call in and explain why they are atheist.
Correct.
Or agnostic.
Right.
My own personal position is that I'm atheist, and I just, like the last caller, I've lived a little while. I'm sort of middle-aged now, and I've seen nothing in those years that convinces me that there is a need for a God to explain what we observe around us. And
Mark, that's a very good question. Trent and I, before the show started, were discussing Thomas Aquinas in his Summa when he treats of God's existence. Normally, Thomas lines up three objections to the conclusion he's eventually going to prove, and for the case of God's existence, he only comes up with two. One is the existence of evil, and the other one is the fact that natural science seems to have explained the world sufficiently without, you know, bringing in a deity, which sounds like it's your story, Mark. You have not seen sufficient or persuasive evidence. That's the summary, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's odd to ask someone why they don't believe in something. It would be odd for me to ask you why you don't believe in something you don't believe in.
I don't know.
It would be easier to ask why you do believe in what you believe in.
I don't think that would be odd at all. For example, if you met someone who denied that we landed on the moon or denied that Sandy Hook Elementary School was shot up by a gentleman with an assault rifle, there are people who deny those things, and it would make perfect sense to ask them, why don't you believe these things happened? They wouldn't just say to you, well, why do you believe they happened? We would say, yeah, well, no, there's a lot of evidence pointing towards that. So I guess, Mark, my question for you is, you don't see any evidence for God. Have you sought out any evidence and found it wanting? Are there any kinds of things you've looked at and said, nah, that doesn't really work?
Yeah, I mean, constantly. It's something that I think about constantly. It's something that interests me, and it intrigues me, as I'm sure you're intrigued by why I don't believe in God. I'm equally intrigued as to why you do believe in God, because
I think
people are kind of divided on this, and I don't think anyone really changes their mind too frequently. So it appears to me that it's less to do with the truth and more to do with types of people and how people are.
Mark, it's probably both. We have, as a radio host, I can tell you people do change their minds. Normally, it's not an event; it's more of a process.
But not frequently, right?
I think that's probably true. People don't frequently suddenly have a revolution in their worldview. But you explain in answering atheism, a little bit about your background, Trent.
Well, yeah, Mark, I was a deist. I believed in a God who was out there, but I wasn't a Christian. And then I became a Christian in high school. But I guess for me, just because people disagree, that doesn't mean there is no objective truth about the matter. I think the problem, tell me if I'm on the right track here, I think many atheists approach the existence of God as if it were a scientific question. And when it comes to science, generally, there's kind of uniform belief, at least in general science. You know, why do ships float? Why do comets circle the sun? We have these scientific explanations that nearly everyone agrees and are demonstrated. But then again, there are some scientific theories that people are sharply divided over. What makes up the universe? Is it quarks or is it strings? You know, the scientists are kind of divided on that, and both of them can't be right. So I think the idea is that the existence of God isn't a scientific question. It's a philosophical one. It's one that can't be tested, but it's one that we reason, and people may disagree. But that doesn't mean there's no right answer, that God doesn't exist. So, Mark, I guess before we continue, I am just really curious, what is probably the best evidence or reason you've heard to believe in God? And what have you found lacking about it?
The best argument, there is no best argument. If there was a best argument, I wouldn't have been phoning in.
No. I'm not saying one that's convincing. Like, a bunch of arguments can be bad, but there's one that's better than all the others.
I disagree. I think they're all equally bad. Maybe you can fire one at me and
I'll... Well, Mark, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to know, how much have you sought after to see if the arguments are good? Because I hear a lot of atheists tell me they're just all equally bad. Why don't you just give me a common one and try to defend it?
It depends which we're arguing about. If we're arguing about the existence of a generic God...
Yes.
Well, the true God, Mark, the all-holy singular.
Well, when
singular.
I say generic, I mean if you're positing the existence of some deity... I think arguments for that are more convincing than a than a specific deity like the Christian God or me or the Christians that the Catholics believe in versus the Christian God that the Mormons would believe in, who are not really Christians. Well, of course.
So you're saying the arguments for God, the God of the philosophers, those are better or more compelling than the argument for Jesus or the God of the Bible.
The more specific,
you get,
the more, in my mind, ludicrous the claims get.
Okay.
So the more specific, the more dodgy the arguments become.
Well, let's
Jesus and miracles and suffering is necessary, all this kind of stuff. That
sure.
makes less and less sense to me. Then, oh yeah, maybe there's something greater out there. I don't agree. I don't believe in any of it. But there's something greater out there.
Mark, I really want to go back to just whether the evidence is out there. Just how much of the arguments you've been searching. I mean, to me, the most compelling reason to believe that God exists is because the universe does not have to exist. The universe is contingent. It could fail to exist. If it had been around forever, it could have gone out of existence. It needs something that's not contingent but necessary, a necessary reality to explain it. And even more so because the universe came into existence in the finite past, it would require a cause that exists beyond space and time that were created in the finite past, and also a cause that's all-powerful to bring being from non-being. And finally, this cause would have to be personal. It would have to choose to make a finite universe, even though the cause is kind of eternal and immaterial. I think all of that gives pretty good evidence to point towards that God exists, or at least it's a pretty good signpost there. What do you see as kind of a problem with that?
Well, I have a problem with the fact that you set up a false dichotomy initially in saying that either the universe existed forever or it didn't. You can't imagine anything else.
No, okay. Well, Mark, what would be either the universe...
I can't imagine anything else either. Well, but it doesn't mean that those are the first... It doesn't mean that those are the only... possibility.
Mark, could there be a third option? That.
Mark, they're mutually exclusive. I mean, what if I were to say there are two options? Patrick Coffin is in the studio with me, or he is not in the studio with me. I mean, it
what's
just
option,
seems,
what's
oh,
door
oh,
A?
Well, Mark,
C.
I guess, have you ever heard in the law, in logic, there is a law called the law of the excluded middle. It's that a proposition is either true or false. It's either A or not A. There's no other. I mean, you can say, well, there could be something else. Anyone can say anything, but can you give me a reason to think there's an option besides finite or not finite past? Don't they seem to be exclusive?
Well, no, because it comes down to your experience of time, your understanding of the universe based on your sensory information that you've made sense of as a brain growing and learning.
Yeah.
All of these things are limits that limit our understanding, right?
Can we understand?
There are things that we cannot understand.
Are there things
because
we
our
can...
brains are too
Mark,
small? So
are there things we can understand?
You know, you're
Mark, hold on a sec. We're getting bogged down. Trent just asked you a question.
Are there things about the universe we can understand?
We can understand things to a certain level, but we can never be 100% sure of anything.
Wait, okay, then I have a question for you then. Are you 100% sure you can't be 100% sure of everything?
Am I 100% sure?
Are you 100% sure that there is nothing you can have absolute certainty about? Are you absolutely certain about that?
No, obviously not.
So then it's not true. There are some things we could have certainty about. The question refutes it.
Well, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
Couldn't that pass me again?
You said there's nothing we can have absolute assurance about. And then I asked you, are you
maybe with the exception of one thing.
Okay, so then I guess we're going to have to move on, but I guess if we can have exceptions there are others. And I think we can be sure with the law of the excluded middle, the past is either finite or infinite. In either case, the existence of the universe that doesn't have to exist points to the existence of God.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for the call.